this. Niggas will show you love. That's how they fool thugs. Before you know it, you're lying in the pool of blood. Come over to the room from Mars.
Drug music.
Cowboy Channel booth. So look for us in the center aisle on the Career Days floor. Dish Network cares about rural America.
drug music.
Alley Club, the relationship that we have with their, you know, that I've had with their family, and working with Roman for a brief period of time. You know, your heart definitely goes out to the guy, and I wish him nothing but well. And I think he's going to come back very strong. He's still young. I just think he needs some downtime so he can get his, you know, get his body and his immune system and this disease in check. I think we can agree with that.
Yeah, of course.
And in a crazy way, Dave, and we've talked about this over the past day or so, professionally, I think this will be a blessing in disguise for Roman Reigns.
And I understand where you're coming from, just based on the reaction that we heard on Monday and the way that everyone has really come to support him over the last 48 hours, Bully. It's unfortunate, like you said, that it took this to happen, but it has happened. And I think now that it has happened, and I agree with you, he's going to fight this and he's going to be back. I would be surprised if we don't see Roman Reigns back in a wrestling ring 2 years from this date. And when that happens, Bully, he may be one of the most popular wrestlers of all time.
There's no way he can't be popular. A lot of times in wrestling, guys are able to stay fresh because of injuries. Injuries are, like I said, in wrestling are blessings in disguise. Because sometimes the guy will be out there for just too long, like, you know, on TV for, you know, 2 or 3 years, and it's easy to get a little bit.
This conversation
down.
Is not invalid, but having it, like, times, it this soon
sometimes
after the announcement sure does.
Months, and then all of a sudden you come
put
back
a,
and
put
people
a
are happy to see you again.
Stink on
it's
it.
The whole
ugh.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder theory.
God.
That's not only true in relationships, that's true in wrestling or in any type of entertainment. You know, sometimes it's overkill. So, I think that eventually when this guy comes back, he is going to be revered because of his real life battle. There's also the opportunity to go in a completely different direction with him. The people would never see a heel turn coming. I don't think that they would go that way. But because of the severity of this real life situation, WWE has many options when Roman comes back bigger, better, and stronger.
Yeah, and people are going to support. People are going to come out. It's going to be a huge moment when he has his return. And listen, you know, his return, you can talk about his popularity possibly being on a level that we've never seen before, comparing it to legends like a Stone Cold or a Hulk Hogan. I really think it could be at that type of a level. I mean, obviously we have to get through this, and we're hoping for the best. And you're right. I mean, you say, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Whether you love him or hate him, Bully, you're used to seeing Roman Reigns on your TV every single Monday. You know, so somebody that you watch for 3 hours every single Monday night is now going to be off of your TV. And the company has built themselves as him being the face of the franchise. They've done it for 5 years. It was a 5-year plan, and it got us to where we were. It's going to be interesting to see where the WWE goes moving forward.
And look at how this situation has forced the WWE to shake the tree a little bit. And other people are actually benefiting from the unfortunate
good.
Situation
yes.
with Roman.
Let's fucking keep
and
going
I think
on this
the
one.
The WWE Universe and fans are going to benefit from this. Because look at what
it's a good thing
for Dean, for Elias, and for Braun.
Yep.
Turning, everybody loved Braun, and then for about 3 months ago, all of a sudden, he's a heel out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
And we really weren't sure why. But and obviously, the reason was he needed something for the Shield, so Braun, Drew, and Dolph. Well, now this has forced them to turn Braun babyface again, which the people are into, correct?
Yes.
It has also forced their hand a bit with Elias. Everybody wants to love Elias. And I don't think people want to hate Elias because it's fun to hate Elias. And anytime it's fun to do something, that means you really like them. So I think people are into Elias. They like Elias. Elias is entertaining. He looks good. And he has really good matches. So after what he did to Corbin, I think people are on board with Elias and they're going to take more steps forward with him. And my God, look at what it did for Dean. I've seen so much negative on social media about the Dean turn, about why would you choose that night, and it was in such poor taste. Have you seen this, Dave?
No, you know, I really didn't. You're not the only one. Tommy Dreamer tweeted something last night as well that he couldn't believe about the negativity that was coming out of that. Man, that's pro wrestling 101. I actually started the show yesterday saying that Raw was everything that I love about pro wrestling. The fact that you had that segment with Roman to start the show, and you had the way the show ended. To me, that's what pro wrestling is all about.
What?
It was the perfect opportunity
turn. Let's dig into that. Wait.
Why? Because the people never saw it coming. And when you live in a world of pro wrestling where fans are very, very educated and can normally can steal the signs and know what the pitch is before it comes, to get that type of situation handed to you, and the people have no idea what's about to happen, you pray for that in wrestling.
Yeah.
Perfect opportunity, because we started off Raw on a down note with some unfortunate situation, and then you think as a fan that we're going to go off Raw happy that Roman's guys were able to win the championships for him on the night that he had to walk away from the business. Huge feel-good moment, right?
Yeah.
People as high as they can, as happy as they can be. Yay, our guys did it. We love Dean. We love Seth. Wham. And you take it right there. That's about commanding the audience and commanding the emotions. How much heat did Dean have?
Oh, my God. He was getting booed out of the building. And, Bully, if they did that turn at any other time, let's say they decided to do it last week, probably half that crowd would have been cheering for Dean Ambrose. But you did it on Monday, and the boos for Dean were almost deafening.
And if they would have did it last week, or they would have continued this build with Dean, where he's kind of had a weird look in his eye, and you're like, oh, I see it coming. By the time it would have happened, you would have seen it coming.
Yep.
You'd have been like, ah, here's the Dean turn, so they want me to boo, so maybe some people will boo, but maybe some people will cheer. But Monday? You never saw that coming. No way, no how. I didn't hear anybody cheering. I didn't see anybody cheering. What they did was great business on Monday night. They now have a heel with heat. Because what did Dean really do? He took advantage of a situation and spit on Roman.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, he sure did.
How dare he spit on the guy who just said he had leukemia and has to walk away? That's exactly when you do it. You take these situations and you utilize them.
Yeah, no, that's
real life.
That's the wrestling
and when
business.
Real life can
that's
the
wrestling
into
business.
The ring, you're going to get real emotions, and that's why it worked.
And it was great with the emotions that they had, Bully, and you are so right. And that's why it worked. Because right after Roman made that announcement, what was the next thing you saw? Him up that entrance ramp with Seth, with Dean. Both of them with tears in their eyes. That left such a lasting impression, I'm sure, on everybody that was watching it. And then 2.5 hours later, you see Dean doing what he did. It was absolutely perfect.
Perfect setup. They are taking you one way with your emotions, and then at the last second, they do a complete 180. It was smoke and mirrors. It was sleight of hand done in a wrestling ring. And you fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And that's great. So the people on social media, the haters who just like to, I don't know, the political correctness warriors or whatever they are. Like, oh, how dare WWE do this on the night that Roman announces his leukemia? Man, it's the perfect night. And anybody that knows and understands the wrestling business will tell you it was the perfect night.
And I mentioned that, you know, and you're mentioning that was the perfect time. Tommy Dreamer mentioned it was the perfect time, and he couldn't believe all the negativity that was coming out towards the WWE and the Dean Ambrose turn. Dave Meltzer actually responded to Tommy's tweet and said, problem is you just told people who think exploiting a talent's cancer to get over an angle is in bad taste that they should no longer watch the product. And I'm not sure that's a hill to die on. Tell that to real world people and they'll have very negative views on the industry.
So Meltzer was saying that it was not good to take advantage of it?
Yes.
I totally disagree. If Dean would have booted Roman, different story.
Yeah, if you had Roman in the middle of the race saying he had leukemia, and then you had Dean Ambrose right. Ambush him and hit him over the head with a steel chair, that's one thing. To me, what we saw on Monday night was pro wrestling.
And it was done perfectly. And for a guy like Meltzer to respond to Tommy, I mean, listen, that's his opinion, okay? He's entitled to it. Most of us don't agree with his opinions. He's always going to go in an opposite direction just so people will talk about him.
I think Meltzer's critique was more so of Tommy saying it's time to stop watching wrestling because you don't get it if you were offended by that angle.
Let's read Tommy's tweet. Okay. Yeah. So Tommy said, so much negativity towards the WWE for Dean Ambrose turning on Rollins last night. At this point, if you are so offended, I say it's time to stop watching wrestling because you just don't get it. I agree with Tommy's tweet 1,000%. truer words were never spoken than what Tommy put in that tweet on Monday or on Tuesday night.
And I think what Meltzer's following up with there is saying, if you're telling people who think that exploiting Roman's cancer to get this angle over is in bad taste, if you're telling those people who think that they should not watch the product anymore, that maybe that's not the smartest thing to do because people who aren't so familiar with wrestling don't necessarily understand why that's good.
Who are we catering to? People who understand wrestling or don't understand
and
wrestling?
And that's kind of the point.
And we're catering to our fans, our demographic. So people that understand wrestling should get this 100%. Meltzer's just going in the other direction just because he wants to be Meltzer.
And let me read Meltzer's tweet one more time, because Alex actually makes a good point, because it could be seen in two different ways. And I think the way I first looked at it might be a little bit different than the way Alex saw it, and I think it's somewhere in the middle.
He doesn't use great punctuation in this tweet, so it kind of takes a couple reads, actually.
Punctuation could be his friend.
Okay, so again, Tommy's tweet last night, after all the negativity towards the Dean Ambrose turn, he's...
...songs and Beatles songs.
Dissecting fucking tweets on the radio.
Oh,
spider's the truth. I don't fuck my necklace, I'ma leave it out. I'm saying, better than me, boy, you broke. That shit don't even out. Young boys look like they never seen a drought. In my trap, everybody's waiting like it's keening out. They say my shit is album of the year, and it ain't even out. And yet I'm still the one you seen it out. Out on Cali, I brought the demon out. Riding from Calabasas, you can see the crowd. Bag on the back seat, in case I need a house. With a bitch that keeps trying to pull my penis out. I live a hell of a life. I'm in hell in the night. Decided competitor, just a seven slice. I'm stepping on the strike, I'm better than nice. I want your necklace of your life, and I ain't telling you twice. I love it. I came a long way from measuring weight. I got right, but the sky's brother better than ice. My man shot a nigga loaded by mistake. He took the call to ask him why he popped out. He said that's better than life. I still can.
I'll blast a hole in your chest that you can't bleed from. But you died doing iniquity. the train. That Drago me, nigga, she spent something in and I'm paying for me, nigga. Mona Lisa, I done paid nigga, picture my Mona Lisa, I'm the frame on these niggas. Cause they got you out of character, nigga. You fall for these hoes, I'm your ladder, my nigga. Take everything that you have to, you don't even have an opinion. We have your attention, and now you looking out of power, no nigga. Now she looking for a panty, oh nigga. We just. See me without a styles like Muslim without the hoods. I leave the new school. You're a bustler without the rhymes.
Name that movie. Get us up on IG and rock the bells.
What can it be?
Rock the bells. Radio.
Only God can judge. All you other motherfuckers got.
Was he good enough to get him sending in the walls and he digging it?
We gotta wait for the next story, the next shoe to drop. It's about time for us to start hearing about how planting is going in South America. Any hiccup there can help us. But the number one thing we need is we need to get some sort of a deal with China. If we can get a deal with China regarding soybeans, I think a rising tide would lift all boats.
Okay, sounds good. Stay with us. We'll come back and we'll talk livestock. That's coming up next, right here on the Market Day Report.
You're a good mom. You've tried
whatever's on the teleprompter.
No, but here's the thing. Dave, what would you do if the person who wrote that walked in and was like a dude the size of me and Mark Henry?
Say, hey, buddy, I know you're about to punch me in the face, but you know what? There's security behind you to escort you out of the building. Bye-bye.
Would you tell him he should be fired to his face?
Yes, right to. I would stand up, look at him right in the face, and then say, you know what? You should be fired. You're a loser because you can't even do your job right, and you got one job.
What if it was a pretty girl?
Oh, then that's okay. She's fine. She can keep it. Make all the typos that you want. I have no problem with that. And to also, Alex, to go back to your point, nothing that I do on this show for 3 hours is scripted. The only thing I read is the two sentences you give me about the freaking World Series. I haven't watched a World Series game since 1978.
Who won?
The Yankees.
Who they play?
The Dodgers.
Very good.
Tommy Lasorda, the manager for the L.A. Dodgers, and Billy Martin, the manager for the New York Yankees.
Very good, Dave. Very good.
Well, Dave,
your brother would be proud of you.
If you decide to buck that trend tonight, you can hear it on MLB Network Series 209 XM89 and streaming at on your phone and at home on Series XM.
Yeah, there you go. And also,
holy shit, the World Series Zone.
I haven't watched the World Series game, but I listened to all the World Series games.
I'm so completely detached from baseball.
877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. You ready to get to the busy phone?
I don't even know who's in it.
I'm very interested to hear what the nation has to say today.
All right, let's go out to Andy in Michigan. Andy, what's going on? Andy.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
What's up, Andy? How are you?
This is awesome. First-time call.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
from the greatest.
Check this out.
From the album Kamikaze, Eminem, Venom.
Rock the Bells Radio.
I got a song filled with shit for the strong-willed. When the world gives you a raw deal, sets you off till you scream, piss off, screw you. When it talks to you like you don't belong, it tells you you're in the wrong field. When something's in your mitochondria, cause it lasts on to you like knock, knock, let the devil in. Malevolent as I've ever been, head is spinning. Should have been dead a long time ago. Liquid Tylenol, gelatin. Speak my skeleton's melting. Wicked, I get all high when I think I smell the scent of elephant. You know what happened? Was screw it to hell with it. I went through hell with accelerants and blew up myself again. Volkswagen, tailspin. Fuck it, man, this is my pale skin. Mailman went from Hellman's and being Ralphin.
And I'm in my P1 doors of a going place.
A good friend of mine. From the motherfucking Bay. Yay! Too Short. Too Short is a good brother right there. Got a lot going on, man. You know, you think you know hip-hop, the Sober mentioned earlier. The Drunk Mace is going to be consistent. Two DJs, Lord C and Stan Kenner.
What's his name?
88 K-Boy Pop-Up Nets. There's a big homie, Master Ace, with producer Marco Polo. Stay tuned! The Lord said special. Hit me up right now on Instagram. Let's go.
Cracking my Chevrolet, my cigarettes in the ashtray.
Wait, the artist name on this is Phoenix Paul. You're just looking like a Tekken character list, and you're like, nah, that's we can work with this. I'll figure something out. We'll spell it all weird.
moving forward, that's all people are going to do. Bully, when we come back, Mickey James, big part of Sunday, we're going to talk to her. We're back right here on Busted Open.
Telling drugs and suck, whatever happened. Leprechaun. Get in that ass, get fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, dun dada. Fuck Papa, you got it. Call me Francis MH. White intake like toast, tote iron. What's cold in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my stilo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to all G's with hoes I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Peanuts before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still metal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Oh, you're gonna do it. Do it.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set. When I spark, get wet. Look how dark it get when you mark the death. Should I start? Breath, or should I let you die? In fear you start to cry, ask why. Lyrically I'm worship. Don't front, the word's sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You heard skin, stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing, I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got coming up, cause they nothing but
them. I'm blow up like night with dynamite stick. Okay.
Man, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got pay off my flow, I'm with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo. Million with your bitch. I know you praying you was rich. Fucking brick when I see you. I'm a...
Oh, I hope Santa Games and his magical elves worked hard enough to make a good video game this time.
Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. For those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye. Now you're grilling it. Snatch that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. Your 88, so more powder than Johnson and Johnson. Toast steel like Bronson. Vigilante, you wanna get on, son? You need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill win. MCs used to be on pretty shit. Took home, ready to die. Listen, sunny shit, now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue and lightweight. Fred Jilly, my 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny. And you still recouping. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Check it out now. No down now. Yeah. Check it out now. Yo, special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world.
Carney's, I think if you're trying to say that the Housers are carnies, then you're implying that, like, he's knowingly out there giving quotes designed to be incendiary to try to get more attention on their game, which I don't think that fits with their style. Like, they've always been so careful about how the company is portrayed and all this other stuff, and, you know, and so meticulous in who they choose to let interview them and all that sort of stuff, that, you know, if they wanted to get out there, they can get out there all the time. I don't think the stuff they're saying benefits their game at all. I don't think the stuff they're saying sells more copies of the game. So, like, so if you're right, I don't think they're very good at it.
Getting back to my MC status, all the really did I kick, make the other niggas mad as moving through your town and situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant with you. She could thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, listen,
I don't know. I feel like the big games remaining this year have not done a great job of, like, maybe I'm not just watching enough fucking TV to see ads or whatever, but, like, I kind of forgot that Red Dead was coming out so soon. And, like, that Fallout, like, and Fallout. I keep forgetting that Fallout 76 exists. Like, they sent a beta key, and I was like, oh, right, that, they're making that, huh, right. And then, like, they're like, and the beta runs late at night. I'm like, oh, good, good. Yeah, no, get right on that. I guess they announced the full Battlefield update plan today, so they're trying to, you know, yeah, I don't know. I'm here, I'm gonna go. I'll see you later.